Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
All Day Dan Day as well. Always good. As a matter of fact, All Day Dan Day beats me in again today. I saw him right ahead of me this morning. I went, damn. But I had to get that big boy Dunkin' Donut coffee here before we could get rolling this morning. That was kind of a priority.
Do they know you, like, by name at that Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
Okay. And they give you the extra grande for a discounted price?
No.
Okay.
No, you know, hey.
That's a big cup of coffee.
So those guys that work at that Dunkin', they're huge sports fans, right?
Oh, okay. So they know you.
So, yeah. And they, you know, now word spreads. One guy sees a guy coming in, goes, you know, say, hey, that's sudden. And so the guys, you know, now the young guys, he likes sport. He loves them. Loves everything.
No free donut?
Yeah, they offer me the free donut. I just.
You just don't take it?
Don't take it.
Okay.
Gotcha. The donut days were not good to the weight.
All right.
When I had to go back and evaluate how you
the
gained
the choices
20,
you made, yeah, okay.
Somewhere between 20 and 25 extra pounds kind of snuck on me.
So this is discipline.
Yes.
Okay.
And good. I don't have a lot of it. I always love when somebody says, you know, I've lost all this weight. And I hear this all the time, and I'm playing bull crap, and I wanted to say bullshit, but I'm not going to say it. But when somebody tells me, you know, I've lost 20, 25 pounds, and you know what? I don't miss any of the chocolate cake. I don't, and I'm like, I do. And chocolate chip cookie, I do. And ice cream, I love it. Like, I don't, so when somebody tells me, like, oh, I don't need burgers anymore, no, I miss them.
Yeah.
All these things, you got this list of all those things when you're a little kid and you can eat and you don't gain weight. And I'm like, oh, I miss all that stuff, man. I miss all those carbs. Everybody says all those carbs and all that sugar is bad for you. Man, I miss it. I miss it.
That's true. It's the sugar, and it's the beef for me. I gotta stay away from beef. It just stays in my stomach.
No, listen. It does in mine, too.
Yeah.
And it's going to until I die because, you know what? I got a father, 91 years old, and I'm kind of watching. Like, he's 91, and I'm like, 91, he's still getting around. Like, you know, and I'm watching everything. You know, now I have some of the things. I'm eating some of the things he's eating because I see it works. I see the man is still going.
Yeah. Sometimes it's genetics.
Yeah, sometimes. No, you're right.
I often
but that man
genetics,
eats oatmeal and a banana every morning.
Okay.
Oatmeal and a banana. So then he might have dry cereal from time to time, but every day he gets up and he cuts up little pieces of fruit and puts it in there. And I'm like, man. So I don't say anything. I go, man, it works. I mean, you can't argue, you know, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of us pushing to get to 90 if they're good years. And his are still, you know, he gets around. I go, okay, some of that stuff works. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. So I wanted to ask you, we had talked about this 0-3, and they looked a lot better in the last game, losing by 10 and had a chance with 5 minutes left.
No more victors, Joe. No more victors.
Yeah, no. I agree. I agree with, by the way, what the coach said after the game. Yeah, We lost. That's all that matters. We lost a game. We're 0-3. It doesn't
0-3.
Doesn't say anything next to the win loss record. It doesn't say much better play in game three.
It doesn't say Indianapolis is really a good team. People just figuring that out. No, doesn't say that.
So I want to ask you, going forward, I saw I think Barry Jackson had grades on the young guys. Hey, I would just say this to everybody, keep playing the young guys. I don't care about their grades right now.
Who are you going to replace them with?
Well, that's the whole thing.
That's another thing.
That's
really
a good
point.
You
really got no choice.
Well, you got some veterans you could play, but they're play
Cornell Armstrong instead of Jason Marshall Jr.?
No. I'm talking – oh, yeah, you have that, but you have Trader at safety.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean
– I want him to play.
Okay.
The defensive line, Benito Jones got less snaps because they –
he's battling an oblique injury. I don't know if that was performance. It is what it is. But the whole defensive line, they suck right now. If I had to tell you one unit that I have
that's been disappointing.
That's been ultimately disappointing. I mean, the expectations for the offensive line, especially without two starters, it is what it is. I actually like the fact that they can run the ball. That unit can run the ball. They can't pass protect to save their life, but they can run the ball. But the defensive line, no reason in the world you should be 32nd on defense, and no turnaways, no takeaways, very limited sacks, very limited pass rushing pressures. Quarterback has all day to throw. That would be interesting. How much time does a quarterback have to throw? I would love to know that metric. And
we've had three quarterbacks all play really well against our defense.
Nobody would argue that. Pass rating has got to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
My biggest issue is you have to do better stopping the run. Every defensive coordinator says the exact same thing. There's a single defensive coordinator that says our first priority is stop the run. You have been horrible at it.
You see what all three teams have done. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like the same game plans. A lot of short passes. It really does. It's not throwing a bunch of takeoffs and bombs and big splash plays. It's it's a running game. It's swing passes. It's short passes. Move the chains. A little bit of running from the quarterbacks, and those type of things. So, let's get to the other thing that everybody talks about. Nobody's talking about the D-line. You know what it is. So, does Tua look different to you?
I put it with training camp, and I know everybody's saying, "Oh, the ball keeps dropping on those deep passes," and I'm thinking to myself,
"Not throwing it the same."
I heard you say that. I don't necessarily agree because I've seen him throw it in training camp. Now that's training camp. That's practice. He's not feeling any pressure. Maybe that has something to do with it.
I'm just saying he's not throwing some of his passes to the outside on the timing routes with his guys.
Mm-hmm.
There looks to be a little air, and it's just not getting there. And the deep passes, he's underthrown two of them by a lot.
Yeah.
And in 2023, they were out whatever he could throw. I get he's not going to throw it 70 yards in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here. But if it's 55, I can throw it. He was getting a 55 for Tyreek to run under.
Yeah. I still see him throwing big in practices, but obviously, and this is the same thing I continue to say, you cannot expect a quarterback to shine. And I'm not talking about the late interceptions, because that's an issue. That's clearly an issue.
That's it's part of it. Problematic. Fourth quarter, yeah. What he's seeing and not seeing.
Yeah. But also, you can't have Daniel Brunskill just ole a guy on such a critical play to who's got less than 2 seconds to make a decision and read the field before a 6'7", 340-pound guy is steamrolling to him unblocked. Like,
there's a good chance this year Tua's not getting a clean pocket a whole lot.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, so just make magic happen. That's why he's getting the ball out of his hand so quickly. Like, I remember, I think it was last year, I certainly believe it was my question, or maybe it wasn't, I don't know. But I get the ball out of my hand, brother. Like, I'm not worried about these guards. I get the ball out of my hand, brother.
Yeah, I heard that. I remember that.
I think he lived to regret that. Because right now, the guard play that he's getting, it's substandard.
No, guards are not. One got, obviously, Bench and Keon Smith, and the other guy, Jonah's struggling. Nobody's arguing. I didn't hear Coach arguing with anybody when it was saying, hey, here's where he's grading out, whether you like Pro Football Focus or not.
And I don't.
It can't be that far off.
Yeah, no, they're not that far off.
They don't know everyone, and I agree. Yeah. I hear that all the time. But
I am not a big Pro Football Focus guy, especially the grades. I put no stock in them. I remember having conversations with players a decade ago. Richie Incognito was one of the first guys that told me how bogus Pro Football Focus grades are.
Right.
But it's unequivocally undeniable that Jonah is struggling. And the problem is, who are you going to help? You going to help that right side? You can't help both if you're A'ron Brown.
They're going to run games on those guys. And this is like, hey, Buffalo doesn't go through this, right? We talk about Josh Allen. We should talk about that offensive line for Buffalo. It's the same five guys
every game.
Last year, same five. Then one guy, the fifth guy got hurt a little bit.
You know what I think is funny? I don't even think Deion Dawkins is that good. I just think he's consistent. He's not that good. I couldn't tell you how many games I've seen.
Chubb got pretty good a couple of times.
Yeah.
Made him hold.
I don't think he's elite. It's just that unit has great chemistry together, and they stay on the
field. You run a game, and they're like, we've seen this. All right, Charlie's coming your way. I got your guy too, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you aspire to. Are we ever going to get there? Three snaps into a regular offensive line? I don't know. I don't think so.
We lost two guys super fast. We're wondering how long.
And I don't know it's going to be less than
a game.
No, I don't have confidence that either are coming back after four games.
Well, saying all that.
Then on top of that, Joe, yesterday we learned Liam Meichenberg ain't coming back anytime soon.
Yeah, by the way, that's a hit.
Imagine that. And I told you Liam Meichenberg's going to have to save the season. Now he's not even available.
I have noticed, though, in this conversation, you refuse to give Tua you're giving him a $55 million hall pass.
Is it not? It's not 55, by the way.
52.
I'll tell you the exact number.
I don't want to know. Tell me during the break.
Yeah. I'm not giving him a hall pass. My mantra for this season is no more excuses. I don't want to hear any excuses. Is Tua playing up to the standard that I expect from him? Absolutely not. Are his receivers playing this up to the standard that I expect from them? Absolutely not.
Let me ask you what those two guys are doing wrong on the outside. They're catching short passes. That's all that's being thrown to them.
They're not coming back to the ball.
Come on, man.
I don't.
You start blaming them on the side.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, I get it. Tua's not Mr. Super Athletic, but against Buffalo, you saw that he can scramble. Everybody said he can't move.
Everybody said he doesn't have
any pocket presence. He showed you he does.
Looks to me, Mike is going to that short passing game a lot more right now for whatever reason. But I think
You know the reason. Don't say for whatever reason.
I think
you know the reason.
I think it's always a cop out that it goes 100% to the offensive line.
It's shameful what he has to work with, and it's shameful every year.
Everything's got to be perfect for that guy. Everything, more than any other quarterback damn near in this league.
No argument.
For a guy making what he makes, it's got to be perfect.
It don't have to be perfect.
And they got to go out of their way.
Can it be good?
And the Tua fans go, oh, if he just had a strong offensive line, okay, well, we'll call it Detroit or Buffalo and see if we can get that, and then we're blaming the receivers, and
those two
guys are small and not coming back to the ball. I see those guys open on all those short passes. The problem is you're not paying them that kind of money to just catch 6 and 7 yard passes and run for a first down.
How much different is this offense than what it was in 2022, 2023? Are you saying that everybody's caught up to them? Are you saying that everybody's figured them out? Is that what you're saying?
Because I think that's part of it.
I mean, yeah, that could have some part of it.
I don't think anything's 100% to your point.
Like Tua,
but I ain't giving that guy 100% hall pass.
I'm not
either.
Giving him
you
a hall
pass.
You
sound like you're damn near giving him 100%.
Earlier in the season, we said, okay, everybody's stacking in the middle of the field. Tua can't throw outside. He showed you against the Patriots. I can throw outside. Then it becomes, Tua can't throw the deep ball anymore. He showed you against the Patriots. He could still throw the deep ball.
Where did he throw the deep ball?
To Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek came back 10 yards from running and had to stop and come back for it. You're making it sound like he caught it in stride.
It was 50 yards down the field. Hey,
by the way,
that deep?
By the way, if it is in stride, we're not kicking a field goal. We're talking about 7 in the end zone.
No
if he
argument
gets that ball
there.
Out.
No argument there.
But
I don't hear
you mention that. You just talk about a 47-yard completion.
Okay.
His ass had to come back.
So we got to strike big, right?
Then I hear people complaining to it and go up on this last one against Buffalo that was another duck, and he's got to go, and they're going, look at that effort bite. I go, oh my God, some of you people are blind to this guy.
I mean,
it's blind faith.
Did Tyreek have two hands on the deep pass?
Come on, man. Are you doing it too?
Please. I'm just saying, did Tyreek have two hands on the deep pass?
You're going to get on Tyreek.
Tyreek said, I need to make that play.
I don't care what he says. Right now, Tyreek's been a different dude, and we're going to win, and he's saying all the right things and stuff. Come on, man.
Tyreek always says all the right things.
I'm giving
Tyreek says all the right things.
All right, we got to go to break here. I want you to keep those thoughts, though. Don't leave on me here. I knew it. I knew that free pass, the Tua Club. He's here today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.